I want to welcome everybody to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. Happy New Year's to all of you that operate on the Ethiopian calendar. September 11th is the Ethiopian New Year. They use a different calendar, 10 months of 30 days and then 1 month of 5 days. So they're a few years behind the rest of the world as far as what date it is. But September 11th is their new year. That has nothing to do with what took place 9 years ago on September 11th. They were not connected with that at all. So our family, being that we're in the process of finishing up the adoption of an Ethiopian girl, we now get to celebrate our new year, Chinese New Year, and Ethiopian New Year. So, hey, we're going to do things a little differently, and I want to keep this format, try and do this every six or eight weeks or so, just to kind of keep a pulse on what's going on. I want to take a few minutes and just talk about, as I put in my email this week, just kind of share some things and that are kind of on my heart, but specifically what's taking place, where we're going, what's kind of the pulse of where I see as wellness consultants a mandate or a obligation that we have that I know, at least for myself, that I know I'm not satisfied with where our things are at. And, you know, there's a difference between contentment and then there's a difference between being too content. And anyways, last Friday, I jotted a note in my journal, and I simply wrote, "Hold on to God's blessings loosely. Better to let them pass through my life than to have anything die in my hands." And I thought, kept thinking about that, and I thought, you know, what we have as Nikan Wellness Consultants, what we have in these products, these technologies, the business opportunity, simply what Nikan's given us, if we hold on to it and we don't share it with others, literally we'll become kind of a thought that passed in my head, a Dead Sea wellness consultant. The Dead Sea over in the Middle East in Israel has got water coming into it, but it's got no outflowing anything. So water just collects in there and it becomes stagnant. It's dead. It's extremely salty. You can float real good, but it doesn't have anything, any value to coming out of it. And we literally, if we don't share what we have, then we become like that. And I know there's a lot of folks get information, they get exposed to the products, they get exposed to the wellness lifestyle, and all of a sudden, you know, they share it with a few people, and then maybe they get a few no's, and then they stop. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about why do we stop sharing what Nikan's given us? What's going on with that? What are some of the hurdles that we find? What are some of the obstacles that we find that are holding us back? And in gearing up for a new release of products next month and then a single new product in November, and if you don't have that date marked on your calendar, it's actually our oldest daughter's birthday, November 12th and 13th, either Friday night or Saturday. You want to get those dates scribbled in on your calendar because that will be the official weekend for the upcoming product launch. And Nikan will be introducing a new product. But how do we invite people to get exposed to what we've been exposed to? And how do we overcome that objection of, you know, when someone says, "No, I just don't think this is for me"? Because we know if somebody's breathing, if they've got a pulse, then they can benefit from what Nikan's given us. And 35 years strong now, we know that millions of people have been impacted by these products. So that's kind of my little, you know, if I had a birthday wish as I turned 42 this year, it would be to increase in every single area. Increase when we look at the five pillars, get more balanced lifestyle, more passionate contentment, more of a sense of urgency in sharing with other people, taking the opportunity, literally grabbing the bull by the horn, and asking those tough questions of people. I love the way that Sherry Edwards stated a few weeks ago when we had on the line, you know, telling people, I work from home, I set up people in home-based businesses. Are you interested in making extra money? I can't help but think with where we're inundated with the bankruptcies and where our economy is at, that if somebody's not interested in making extra money, then something's wrong, or the connotation is out there that it's too difficult. That means working a second job, taking out a loan to start a business. That's not what we're talking about at all, especially with the power launch bonus and what Nikan's given us with that whole thing. So *6 will open up your line, and if nobody opens up their line, then I'm going to open up everybody's line so everybody can have a chance. Let's talk about it. And if you've got a question or a comment or a concern, let's discuss that. Let's find out what's on your mind. What are you dealing with? You got things that kind of a hurdle in front of you that you haven't quite figured out how to hurdle over it. *6 on your phone line. We'll open it up, and we can chat about these things. So don't be shy. Just *6 on your phone line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Who do we have?
You are speaking to James Wendling. I met a friend of yours the other day. I'm pretty interested. I actually called me this morning and told me that the conference call was going on, so upon my walk, I figured I'd call in and go ahead and see how things are going. I'm interested.
So, James, what is it that at this point has got you interested?
Well, the simple fact that the product works, the bracelet.
And what did the bracelet do? What did the bracelet do for you?
Well, considering I have significant nerve damage in my right hand, I'm a mechanic and I use my hands every day.
Mm-hmm.
It actually does have some power. It does actually work. I was actually impressed.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm walking as I'm talking. I have to keep my health.
That's true.
I was pretty impressed, and I believe if you're looking for people to do this, I'm definitely a people person.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to most, I caught you kind of late, because like I said, I was still on my walk. So
that's
probably awesome. Most of your presentation I missed. I'm sorry.
James, I'm curious, when you were first exposed to what Nikan has to offer, what were the thoughts going through your head?
Oh, well, the same thing everybody else would think. Oh, it's a scam, it's a this, it's a that. It's not. And it's something to actually believe. I mean, it really does. I've got a friend of mine who used to, she was a representative for the same product.
Uh-huh.
And actually, she's walking with me now. She's asking. She said two ladies were owner of the company once.
Okay.
If that girl shot a battery, I don't know. Anyway. Okay.
Well,
so anyway,
welcome aboard. It's good to have you. Thanks for taking
your time. I have one of your representatives that I met the other day.
Okay.
I'm on my way out, and I've got his card, and I'm sure he's on the line. I'm very interested. I can get in touch with him if I need to, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That was what I was going to suggest was you make contact and ask to see more. Because this is not just a magnetic company, it's not a bracelet company. This is a company that really has millions of people, and if you allow it, you'll open up and kind of scope out what it is. You'll get to see that it can change your life, not just physically, but financially, emotionally, in so many different ways. it comes to the point of just doing due diligence and investigating it. So,
yeah.
You know, have a great walk this morning, and
I sure will. I'm in the process of that. It's a beautiful morning. The sun is not out yet. Not quite, but getting better.
You're obviously on the West Coast then.
Somewhere in New Orleans.
You're in New Orleans and the sun's not out, man.
Well, it's up, but it's not on me yet.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for taking the lead and joining us live on the call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, who else got a thought, a comment? Star 6 on your phone line. We'll open it up.
Hi, Vince. This is Molly.
I knew I could count on you, Molly.
I have lots of thoughts, but I try to make it brief so other people can get in.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I didn't think that it was interesting of... from your description of what we were going to do this morning, but then I listened it anyway, and I say, wow, that is good. So everybody get a chance to tell who they are with Nikan. I started using the product around 1999, and not until 2006 I really see myself in this as a business. Because at that time, when Ann Bodek came on board as an executive board member, that is the Long Beach convention I attended, and the announcement was a huge, had lots of technology and what communication set up, like the now in existence, the N-Touch, and then they started at that point first with a conference call.
Mm-hmm.
So because I don't have an immediate upline with me, I'm in Ohio and my upline is in Canada. So if that is the case, I can get training, I can talk to people on the phone, then if it is not now, will never for me. So that is the decision. And still, because of my background as a volunteer, as someone who, as a nurse, someone who is helping other people. So I went to the approach as what is your challenge, your physical challenges. So let me help. I know I can help. So after a while, it was not interesting anymore because not enough money as far as from my husband's point of view. You are not earning money, you are spending money because I spend money on Nikan to buy all kind of things for friends and for my families. Things like sleep system, the water filtration, the air, those are things other company don't have. So I zero in on what is good for me, for my immediate family and extended family and friends. It is making everybody healthier, and that is good. Well, nowadays, because of the bone health, health with the new technology, important technology that Nikan only has that. So that kind of sparked my interest, especially in the education aspect.
Sure.
Many years ways that I'm a teacher. I have secondary education certification, BS in nursing. I had taught Chinese cooking for about 15 years before I opened a restaurant. So I didn't really realize my own potential. So until lately, someone from another city near me, I had nobody else to who I work with, no upline either. So she and I really cooperated, and we have the same kind of a illness. Unit meaning that we don't know our potential. So I would think that probably is most of people's problem. They don't know how to say it because this is a high-tech stuff, and that when I open my mouth and say all these details and chase people away. So, yesterday I read the Dr. Jackson's letter that is to consultants and customers, if you only know. So he listed all this product can do so many things for people, especially for his family. And I know about Annette, how she started using Nikan, and then Dr. Jackson turned around because the result he saw. So I think we need to be more bold. It is like what Dr. Jackson said on Monday morning's prayer. He said it is never too bold with Jesus.
Right.
Or something like
that. And one of the things that always kind of, you take somebody like James who's had an experience with the bracelet, and then that's as far as it's gone. Now, how do we share that with other people? All of Nikan's products, and I was sharing this with somebody the other day, that every single one of our technologies could be a standalone product line, and we could build a business on that. We see companies doing literally hundreds of millions of dollars in sales every year with just one product, whether it's a liquid nutrition or a skincare product or whatever the case may be. What makes Nikan so unique, though, is that we often forget, or we've never even been exposed to it, is the fact that we can do an energy test, a muscle resistance test, a kinesiology test, whatever you want to call it. We so often do that just with the mag steps or the mag strides. And bottom line, we can do that with a bracelet. We can do that with a power patch. It does not matter what the product is. We could do that with a bottle of immunity, with the osteodent. All of Nikan's products are designed to encourage the body to heal itself, to work and perform at a better rate and a level. And so when we expose somebody, to that and simply, hey, put your arms straight out in front of you, you push up, you resist up as I pull down, and then hand them a product, again, whatever it is. I love doing it with the nutritional products, even the True Elements skincare. You can have them hold a bottle of the toner, for Pete's sakes, in their hand, and they'll think, well, how is that making my body stronger? How is that giving more energy? Well, these products are designed to work synergistically with the body. Excuse me. So I love your comment about we need to be more bold and always know that these products will deliver. And if that's what we're needing to do to get people's attention, then that's what we need to do.
Well, some people experience it too slowly to get the immediate result. Like people take 10 medication and immediately for the 2 hours and they don't have the pain anymore. Because of Western medicine, it is made that way, so they have that mentality and not allow our body to gradually experience it and get rid of the toxicity before we see the result.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my encouragement, again, same thing right back to myself, is let's be more bold. Let's get out there and, when the conversations come up, again, ask people the tough questions, and if the opportunity presents itself, do the energy test right then and there. Get there.
I think that also I'm weak at. I know I need to develop how to do a demo. I was so impressed with Jerry White that he had someone walk across the subject with a PowerMac at that point. That person immediately from the locked-in shoulder joint to be able to raise up. It was so shocking. And then that Dr. Garrick Moscow too. So unfortunately, he had the passed away. So these two people really, really impressed me. So I say, how can I do that?
figure out and develop, and it'll take you maybe a couple people, but figure out a way that is comfortable to you. And,
yeah.
We're not all going to be a Jerry White. We're not going to be some of these guys who have spent decades studying the body and know exactly which joints and how everything works. But what we can do is step out there and pull an insole out of our shoes or take our bracelet off and clip it on somebody else's wrist and show them how quickly the products work.
Yeah.
So, well, Molly, thank you. I want to allow a few other people to chime in here. And again, all you got to do is hit *6 on your phone line. And that'll
hey, Vance.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. The sun is up. It's going to be a beautiful fall day here in Central Oregon.
Looking forward to it.
Football's in the air. So, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your conversation today. The not letting something slip through our hands. I think part of the problem is, or I believe that when I look at what I've done, I look at the coaching I've done and a lot of other people, we try to influence people with facts, and we inundate them with facts and data, and that's really dry and boring, and it comes across like we're trying to sell,
mm-hmm.
rather than telling stories. And if we go back to what Nikan did early in the, in the 90s, really before we got into all the high-tech marketing type things like the internet and that, it was, Dave Johnson. Let me show you, tell you what happened to this person. I remember Dennis Williams talking about some woman taking the Mag Boys, taking them apart and putting them in her in the pockets of her dress, and how they helped her hips as she walked. But it was telling stories and getting excited.
Mm-hmm.
And, when somebody has a challenge, rather than saying, oh, you need to look at Nikan, you need to look at this, ask them a question. Say, Vance, I know you like to fly fish, and, are you getting to do all you want to do? And they say, oh, no, I can't, the market's tight, and this is not going the way I'd like to. I said, well, I may have a solution for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. If I could show you how you could do what I do and create a business, and we could earmark those checks that come in every month for your fly fishing habit, would you be willing to come over to Barnes & Noble and meet with me and have a cup of coffee tomorrow and talk about it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, Tim, that we've really, like you're saying, gotten away from. Because if you look back at Nikan's track record of the explosive growth that we had from, let's say, 95 to 2002 or so, and I don't know the exact figures because I haven't sat down and, kind of sat there and put a graph to it or anything, but we had this phenomenon taking place where people were just all the time just sharing these stories and getting people exposed to the stories at wellness previews, at Super Saturdays, at expos. And people were coming out to hear these life-altering stories of what these products had done for them. And we forget that. Because of our technology, because of the use of the Internet, we can, send people to even a YouTube site, Dave Johnson's Are You Excited? And you can see these testimonies, and that does something to a certain extent, but exactly what you're saying, we need to get back to sharing the story that will move them, because how the products work, statistics, they may impress people, but they're not going to get them to actually make an investment in their own health.
There's no emotion in it.
There isn't. When I see somebody's reaction and I say, hey, check out this CD, I know that you mentioned that you're dealing with such and such. Well, listen to track number 6 or track whatever the name, whatever one that is most applicable to them. And when I find they listen to that and they come back and say, wow, that's what's next? Well, that's when we have the opportunity to say, well, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And we really have to be asking those questions, because if we're not asking the questions to find out where somebody's at, then we're missing an opportunity. And I'm saying this to myself, that doing the energy test, being a little bit more bold, as Molly was talking about, we've got to step up to the plate and swing.
Well, the September-October issue of Networking Times has an article in here by Mark Yarnell, who's the author of Your First Year in Network Marketing. And he says one of the things that, here's the other thing, most distributors throw away their prospects who said no. Not me. I'm going to call you every 6 months, and my objective is to keep calling you every 6 months until I'm your pallbearer or you're in my front line. He said, I know the average American changes jobs every 2.7 years. If I can get you during a change window, you're going to go for what I'm doing. If I talk to you today and you say, no, thank you, I'm going to move ahead exactly 6 months on my calendar and put your name under the day. And when I get up that morning, I'm going to have 12 people to call that I just called 6 months ago. I'm going to say to you, hey, you know, Vance, you probably don't remember this, but I asked you permission to call you back in half a year, and you said I could. At that time, you really didn't need an extra $50,000 a month, and I was just wondering if anything's changed in your life.
Yep. Yep.
And I think, you know, I'm guilty of one and done, and, I'm looking at myself and going back. I was listening to a CD the other day that a friend of mine sent me, and the guy said that what changed his life around was when he was challenged to make 10 new contacts a day, every day, make 10 new contacts. And he said, you know, he'd been making, $300 to $400 a month with his business. He did that. He said the first month his business changed. The second month it got better. And in 8 months, he had taken his income. He wasn't making $10,000 a month. He took it up to $50,000 a month. But he said he was making 10 contacts a day, and he got commitment from his wife that she would meet him to make sure, did you get your 10? He was moving beans from one pocket to the other. Do you have any beans left? And he said, yeah, I got 3. She'd slam the door and lock it, and he'd have to go. So there's times he'd be at 1 o'clock in the morning, he'd be out at Denny's talking to busboys, trying to get rid of his beans. But he said that discipline is what made the difference.
And that's one of those things that if we don't, and it's like what Molly had mentioned too, we've got to have an accountability. We have to have somebody else. It's very difficult in this industry to be our own self-accountability. We have to have an external force out there. Without accountability, there's no motivation for change. So whether it's beans or pennies or whatever it is, usually works best with another person that we can make contact with at least once a week. Sometimes a couple times a week is better to just ask those questions. How many people are you contacting? What are you doing? The Freedom 2015 brochure, love the last thing that's on it, as it states, would you be willing to invest a bit of time? We're talking what most Americans can watch or consume and spend watching television. Would you be willing to do that every single day, an hour, 2 hours a day, and invest into your future? And then piggyback on the front side of that brochure that, if we would be willing, as Jeff Van Blarkum says, if we'd be willing to do what other people won't, then we'll live like other people, only wish to, because it takes that time. So, again, whether it's beans or moving pennies from one pocket, set an attainable goal, something that you can do, whether it's starting out with 3 contacts a day and working at it with the goal of working up to 5. Where do you get these contacts? Well, Tim, it's a question that comes up with some people. Where do you find all these people?
Great, that is the easiest thing in the world. And this is where technology comes in. So, Vance, what do you like to do?
Oh, goodness, what do I like to do? It's going to come as a shock for... I love to volunteer. I love to serve other folks.
Okay, so what you can go onto Google and you can put in volunteer organizations and put in a a zip code or put in a thing, and you're going to bring up every volunteer organization in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a list of the volunteers, and you know what I would do in that case, I would be calling that person up and say, hey, Vance, you know, if I remember rightly, you're a volunteer fireman, and so am I. How's it going?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's happened when I do that? I don't know you, but if I call you up and say that, what has happened?
Yep.
Instant rapport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by doing that, we've got instant rapport and say, you know, hey, as a volunteer fireman, I know you like to share, you like to help other people, you like to make a, you're doing it because you're making a difference. You know, I don't know if what I'm doing is right for you, but if you had a way that you could make a difference in a lot of people's lives and help them to win the financial game once and for all, would you be willing to have a cup of coffee with me and talk about it?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tim, what's interesting is as a volunteer, as someone who does that on a regular basis, we're really only helping or assisting one person at a time. Whereas
right.
What we have the opportunity to do with NECAN is take that to a whole new level because we can empower each person that we introduce to do the same thing in their life so that they can, in turn, impact others because it just keeps on going. That's the beauty of network marketing. Is it just, you know.
Absolutely. And so, but you can do this with volunteers. You can do it with people that that are fly fishermen. You can do it. You know, I can call people up who graduated from Washington State. I've got a book in here that's got all the people there. I can call up and talk to them. Hey, man, when are you at Wazoo? Get talking. That's an instant rapport. You know, you can talk about. Hey, I started my NECAN business by calling insurance agents because I had 22 years in the insurance industry,
mm-hmm.
and calling insurance agents. You know, and I'd make 10 calls a day. Remember Steve Siebold and the Tiger 10 program?
Mm-hmm.
And that 10 calls to insurance agents, and I didn't know, but I said, hey, you're in the business, I'm in the business. That immediately we had a rapport.
Yeah.
And now you can start a conversation. And where it went, who knows? But by keeping doing that, you know, we're not trying to slam something down their throat. What we're trying to do is saying, hey, are you looking? And are you open? We only want to talk to those people who are looking. We don't want to force this on people. That's the biggest problem we have, I think, in this industry is trying to force our company or our products or our business onto people who don't want it.
Sure.
Or it's not that they don't want it. They don't understand the value of it. And
mm-hmm.
we have to get permission to show them the value.
Right. Well, and it's asking those questions, the simple questions of, you know, would you be willing to meet with me for coffee, or would you give this CD a listen to and at least just listen to the first 8 minutes, whatever it is, or take a look at this brochure. It's stepping out there and asking some questions that we know people aren't going to be too scared of. So want to thank, who do we have, James and Molly and Tim, for jumping on the line with me. If there's nobody else that wants to jump on, we'll wrap up the call and let you guys get into your Saturday. And again, if you've missed any of the calls, don't hesitate going to www.saturdayamlive.com and you can catch all the recordings that Steve Crowfoot so generously records and puts on for us. So if there's anything that I can do, and don't hesitate to contact us. Phone number, home number, best way to always reach us is area code 503-695-5683. And our email address is V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS 995@AOL.com. That's VS Rogers 995@AOL.com. So be happy to assist in any way that we can. You guys have a great weekend and a great week. We look forward to talking to you next Saturday morning.
Bye-bye, everyone.